the Shoah. We traditionally here do the kina of the Baba Varebi. In if you have the Koran, it's kina nun mem ches, 48, page 627. If not, if in your collection of kinos you have anything else on the Holocaust, that's certainly fine too. And just as a brief introduction to the kina, I wanted to share something powerful that I came across this year in source number 17 from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. You know, there's an old and sometimes tiring debate whether the Holocaust was really the worst tragedy that ever happened. It's not the worst. It's the same as the Churban. It's different than the Churban. There should be Yom HaShoah. There shouldn't be Yom HaShoah. And as I say, as a grandson of survivors, I'm not making light of these questions. Sometimes one feels that people, you know, kind of get lost in the weeds and can be a little bit myopic. And sometimes people just have to take a step back and, you know, just kind of face the reality, you know, in a dispassionate and an obvious kind of way. And in one example of that, with a powerful theological twist, is this Sicha, Hisvadus, I guess it was called, of the Lubavitcher Rebbe in source number 17. He says, Yeshna min yonim bilti ritsuyim she'enam boim b'tor onesh. Something very powerful. He says, you should know, not everything bad comes from punishment. Some things are so bad that they actually transcend punishment. They're not onesh al avonos, ki'im rather, shikach gozer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lelo tam v'hasbara klal b'seichel v'chachmas HaTorah. As Chazal say about Rabbi Akiva, his death that we just read about, go away, shtok, kach ola b'machshava lefanai, gzeirihi lefanai. In other words, it's not just saying, I have a calculation of a punishment you don't understand. You can't understand why they deserve this. That's not what it's saying, says the Rebbe. Rather, he's saying it has nothing to do with punishment. And therefore, he says that was true about Rabbi Akiva or other rare times in history. Ubenidon didon about the Holocaust, hashmada shisha million Yehudim b'achzariyut, hachi gudolav v'nara, shoa ayoma shlo haita, v'lo tiyeh rachmano litzlan, dugmata b'mesha kol darot. He says, who are we kidding? There never was, and hopefully there never will be. There never was anything like this. The Churban doesn't compare to the Holocaust in terms of the horror and the death. It didn't even come close. Lo yichol elios betur onish alav onot. Look what he's saying. What a chiddush and hashkafa. Says it's not shaykh. It's not only, and this would be minimally true, that it's not for me to say whose sins it's a punishment for. It's not for me to say why it's a punishment. That's already a madrega, because as we know, there are all sorts of people who think they know why the Holocaust happened. And getting back to what we saw from Rav Asher Weiss, it's usually someone else's sin. Rabbi Lamb used to say, people, instead of saying Mipnei Chata Enu, like they say Mipnei Chata Sehem. Right? So the Tzionim said it was the Satmar's fault. Satmar said it was the Tzionim's fault. No one ever once said, maybe it's my fault. Right? But it's not that. The Rebbe's going much further than that. This is a Chiddush. Radical Chiddush. He's saying there are certain things that are beyond Mipnei Chata Enu. It's not from anyone's sin. It transcends sin. And look what he says. This goes further. It says, Afilu hasatan atzmo. Lo yuchol limso cheshbon avonos b'dor ha'hu shiyabu kdei lahatzik chas v'sholom onesh chamur kazeh. The Satan himself couldn't have made an argument that the Jews deserved the Holocaust. How dare anybody else? It wasn't a punishment. What was it? I don't know. Ein lanu shum hezber u'bir al pichachmas haTorah klal u'klal. Admit the truth. We don't know. We don't understand. We cannot understand. Rather, kach ola b'machshav alafanai u'bevadai lo hezber de'onish alavonos. Because you realize, and he says, he implies this in the last line, if you say on any level that it was a punishment, then you're also indicting the people who were punished. It's a total inconsistency to talk about it in Onesh and yet talk about them as Kedoshim. And yet he says in the last line, Adaraba, Kol Heila Shenergu B'Shoa Heim Kedoshim. And I love the parentheses. Kivishin Ikram Bifnei Kol Yisrael. Right? The Rebbe knew what was happening in the street. Right? The average person, Hamonam, we refer to the Holocaust victims as Kedoshim. Says the Rebbe, I agree. Keim Shenergu Al Kiddush Hashem Beglal Hayosim Yehudim Hashem Yimkom Damam. So we've mentioned a few references to the Holocaust. I'll mention one more shortly. But the words of this kino or any other kinos, any of our thoughts, the stories that we're familiar with, they're important. And clearly, I take the position, we've done it here a lot, that Tisha B'Av is an appropriate day to commemorate the Holocaust. What that means about Yom HaShoah, other days, that's not our discussion now. But even if you assume that Yom HaShoah is connected to the Churban, that doesn't mean that we have to have a false equation either in the level of severity of the two, of which you cannot possibly compare, or, as the Rebbe is Mechadish, and this I've never seen this before, but he said it, even in our sense of, no, we did the Tzidah Kadin already in two or three different kinos. We do say that the Churban was Mifnei Chataenu. What we're mourning and lamenting and commemorating when we think about the Holocaust is something that was so bad it was even worse than Mifnei Chataenu could subsume.